I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doing something that helps and makes you feel better about yourself because it benefits other people in society. And we don't tell you during this segment what you do need to make your force for good. We just invite you to think about how you can be a player out there and how you can do something for someone and make their lives better. That's what Force for Good is all about. Joining us tonight is Mark Ostrom, and he knows all about what that means. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. This is awesome.
You know, Joy Collaborative is what you work for, and I know what you do, and I've seen the pictures, and it is startling. But let's start with what you do. What is your force for good?
Well, Joy Collaborative is all about creating spaces for youth with life-limiting conditions, and we define those conditions as either medical diagnoses or other conditions such as poverty or homelessness. So I challenge anybody to argue that those are not life-limiting conditions. And so what we do is we work in partnership with the design community, whether that's architects, designers, builders, vendors, to bring relief and joy to our customers, so whoever it is that we are serving. So we focus first on, you mentioned, you know, the designs are attractive, but we really focus and spend a lot of time talking about functional solutions specific to the context of the problem that is getting in the way. So certainly after COVID, I think we probably all understand maybe spaces that don't look so great. So where, you know, where other organizations might come in and do some kind of, you know, they might help somebody with some exotic vacation or bring a celebrity in. I mean, we're really more interested in lasting environments that, like I said, support functional needs that are, you know, in the way of daily living for, you know, some family or program, and our objective is really to help them advance their goals.
So an example would be a child is born and they have a debilitating condition, and the traditional house won't work anymore, and yet they want to feel good, they want to be active, they want to have access to. You may go down and retrofit a basement, for example, correct?
Yes, actually, I just got off the call on that very topic, so you're psychic.
And what will you do? Is it based on the condition of the child and what their range of motion is and what they can do? How do you go about it?
Well, we start with a referral process. So because what we do is no cost to the families that we serve, we ask them to fill out a referral, and that outlines kind of what the problems are that they're having, and we ask them to also support that with a testimonial from somebody in the healthcare field that they're working with, so that they come in to us already, and we can vet that out and understand where the
sure.
needs are.
But they're pre-qualified in essence, huh?
They're for most families that we serve, there is clearly a need.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a very clear need here. And the call I mentioned that we just got off of was a boy who's quadriplegic and, you know, has cerebral palsy and a lot of other issues. So, I mean, it is very clear that he needs help, and it's very clear that the family is stressed, and they've got two other kids, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what is it that we can do? Well, if you're in that position and you're monitoring staff 24/7, you don't have the bandwidth, you know, to go in and make meaningful changes. So that's the great joy that we get to do.
You know, I was in a coffee shop a couple of weeks ago, and as I was leaving, a lady yelled my name, and she said, come here. I know you're going to have Mark Ostrom on, and I want to show you what he did for us. And as is the case, of course, this day and age, she took out her phone to show us the pictures of what she had built for her daughter. And I don't even know how she knew that we were going to have you on, et cetera, but she said, and she almost got emotional when she was telling me about what this meant to their family and what this meant to their daughter. And as I looked at the pictures, I thought, wow, that really is something, what you can do and take. And now they have a place that they can go to and look forward to being, whether it's a complete basement or a room or a something, right, where they know they're going to be comfortable there and they can function and they can do as many things physically as they're allowed.
Yes, that is correct. And that is my good friend, Julie. And she, I mean, just a dream client. And it's actually their son, Bennett, is has spina bifida and is just the most genuine, large-souled kid you're ever going to meet. And, you know, he is just coming out of his, I think it's his 16th surgery, and he's 10 years old. Hmm. So, you know, not only are we there to help him progress with his condition and try to keep him upright as long as possible, that was the goal of the project, where a lot of kids with spina bifida end up dumping into a chair, and that's, you know, where they remain. But the focus there in Bennett Park was really to get him up and moving and you know, just getting physical in all different ways. So whether that's, you know, grabbing something off a wall of Nerf guns or climbing up some bleacher steps, I mean, we embedded a lot of that function in there. And I was just talking to her contractor, actually, today, Brian, who did the work, and he said, Julie keeps stalking me and telling me how much they appreciate the work, because now it's, to your point, Mike, it's a space that their whole family can use all the time. And what's really cool is to see, you know, neighbors coming in and, you know, a lot of different activity happening that they may not have had before.
Right. And now he can host an event as opposed to always having to hope he can go to the right place and know, oh, we don't know what it's going to be like. Is it fitted correctly? He can host his own party, and it's good for everybody, so to speak. But he knows he's got that safe place.
Right. And especially now when he's going to be recovering from surgery for the next, you know, couple of months and not super mobile. I mean, because of what, you know, we were able to create for him now, you know, it's a real exciting place for, you know, his friends to come in and, you know, entertain him or work with him.
What does it mean to you, Mark, when you do a project like this and you see it and you know what the vision is and you know, oh, we can do this. But the parents maybe don't really believe until they see it, because they hope has kind of gone out the window to an extent. What does it mean to you when you see it and it becomes functional and you see the parents' reaction? What does that do to you?
Well, I'm a design junkie. Mm-hmm. I've been that way since a little kid, and this is clearly something I've been wanting to do my whole life and just never quite figured it out. So there's the satisfaction of being able to build this business, but it's really, you know, every day I wake up thinking about, like, how can we help kids today? How can we help more kids today? And so for me, you know, to see a kid light up, you know, the first time when they walk into that space and see their parents' reaction, I mean, it's priceless. And what's amazing to me is that feeling doesn't really end. You know, it doesn't really subside. And I think it's because we do such a great job focusing on the functional stuff, and then we can layer on all the fun stuff. And that's the attractive stuff that everybody sees. But for me to know, you know, that we've, I don't like the term making a difference, but we really have. We've bent a trajectory for a particular individual and leading them to something that's going to make them more successful than maybe they would have had without our intervention. And maybe that's a big goal, but I think that is definitely a reality, and we're starting to see that in our projects now.
And Mark, if somebody is listening to this and they say, you know, I might be a candidate, or I know someone that might be a candidate, what's the best way to go about trying to figure out if you fit that bill?
Yep. All our information is on joycollaborative.org. My phone number, my email are there. Call me. Whether you're, you know, an individual family who needs help, or you know somebody who might need help, or maybe you work for a really generous company that wants to grab a joy room and make it happen for a family. I mean, there's lots of different ways for the community to engage with us. And, you know, whether it's really small ways or larger ways, I love talking to everybody about what we can do.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to find out if you can, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this would not happen without the power of networking and the generosity of people. And I know that even before COVID, I mean, I just know from my experience with the design community, they love these projects. We all love these projects. When you know, come into a space that really, you know, day one, this is not a good environment, mm-hmm. and to be able to turn it around and to really take our design chops and make something really fantastic and specific, it is just a great way to spend a day.
Mark, keep up the great work. Thanks for being a force for good out there, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for interviewing everybody else in our world, Mike. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
You bet. Mark Ostrom from Joy Collaborative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.